Mr. Vic.
Mike, why did things get out of hand so quickly?
I wish I could tell you. I just know that, you know, overall, we have to play better. That starts with me. And we just got to go back to the drawing board and figure it out. You know, got to give a lot of credit to the Arizona Cardinals. They played a great game.
Play at the end of the first half. What happened there?
You know, it was a situation where I should have been looking to get the ball out of my hands if things wasn't there. You know, tried to hold on to it, make a play, and just took a hit.
It looked like when you came up to the line that 25 was on the line there. You didn't have anybody on that side. Did you? For you?
I knew he was coming, you know, and was just hoping that the back would pick him up, but still trying to make a play. That's my responsibility. You know, I got to get that taken care of in the protection schemes, especially with a new center, and just got to play better.
How was that new center quarterback thing going for the whole game?
Dallas did pretty good. You know, it wasn't any miscommunications. I think he did a great job of identifying guys, and we just gotta, you know, continue to build on what he progressed in, but obviously at the end of the day we have to make plays, we have to keep the defense off the field and put points on the scoreboard.
Why does it spiral out of control the way it did?
I wish I could tell you. I wish I had all the answers right now. The only thing I know is that we didn't play our best, nowhere near what we had potential to do, and we just gotta. Regroup. Watch the film, learn from it, and get back to practice, and find a way to, cut back on the turnovers, and find a way to put points on the board and help our defense out.
What did the quarterbacks have to do from a cover standpoint? Even if you had time in the pocket, it seemed like there was never anything up the downfield.
They played some good coverage. You know, they played a lot of zone. Did some good things on the back end, and took away a deep threat, but. I give a lot of credit to them. They played a great game, and they beat us.
Mike, how concerned are you about the amount of hits you're taking? It's another game with a lot of hits.
I'm not concerned at all. I'm going to continue to, just keep fighting with my teammates. That's what means the most to me, and try to help them out as much as I can and help this football team.
Well, can this team win with you taking that many hits?
I don't know. Hopefully, we can get it together. But, the thing about this team is, a very resilient group of guys. We stick together regardless of what. And we know that the next week can be the absolute opposite of what happened today. So we're going to continue to keep fighting and try to keep getting wins.
Do you think something has to change so dramatically in how you guys go about game plan, what you do? Because, now it's been repetitive in three straight games and you're taking hits and
teams
turning the ball over.
I think we're going to have to make a lot of adjustments. And I think our coaches do a great job of doing that. I think it's just about, them watching film and figuring it out. Us as players, figuring it out because we have responsibilities as well.
Mike, talking turnovers now for 3 weeks in a row, what do you do to try and get this turned around so it doesn't happen twice frequently?
Well, the only thing we can do is to eliminate them when we're out on the field. It's easy to talk about it. It's easy to say it. But when you're in the moment, you got to eliminate the turnovers. And we'll do it. Everything happens for a reason.
You had a stretch early last season where you were fumbling and then you kind of stopped. Was there something that you did, or is that just the way the ball bounced?
I think sometimes you just don't. You don't catch a lucky break. Sometimes things don't go your way. Sometimes you have games like this. But the most important thing is to rebound from it, is to watch the film, is learn as much as you can. Everybody accept responsibility as players and try to figure it out.
Do you get a chance to just talk to Kevin? What did you think about the way he
played? I think Kevin played great today. I think he came out and, played. Like the way he's supposed to, and he did a great job of leading his football team and putting points on the board. And we got to find a way to do the same thing.
With Kirby out, did you have a more concerted effort to get today?
Not really. I think Demaris, he did some good things out there. Obviously it would have been great to have Macklin out, but I believe in the guys who are out there playing with me. And, that'll never change. I continue to, you know, keep getting up, keep firing. You know, I accept responsibility for the things that, you know, don't go well. I accept responsibility for the offense, you know, not putting points on the board because I am the quarterback. So we'll get it corrected.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael Vick at the podium taking responsibility for part of the Eagles' loss to the Arizona Cardinals, falling to 2-1 on the season. And Adam, we're going to be back with more on the kickoff show here, or the postgame show presented by Rico. Taking your phone calls, 215-339-6709. We're going to have some more reaction from players in the locker room to the loss, and we're going to take a look at some of the highlights from the loss to the Cardinals.